Welcome you today to Above with PFA. Today is our prayer and I'm excited that you are part of us today. Thank you for joining in, for taking the time to come. The Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Today promises to be full of blessing. I know that for sure. Whenever people of God gather together, God is in the midst of his people. God has come for our laughter, for our lifting, for our breakthrough. He is in the house this very hour. I want you to join me as we bless the name of the Lord right where you are. Make sure nothing is distracting you. Make sure nothing is taking your attention because you have come to meet with your maker. Make sure you are zooming in on him. Your heart is plugged in. Your focus is on him. Your prayer points are together. Make sure that nothing is separating, distracting you, taking you out of the presence of God. You do well to remove yourself from the noise. Put down the noise around you. Silence the noise so you can focus on God this very hour. If you have done that, I want you to join me as we bless the Lord right now. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord right where you are. Make sure you are blessing him. You're thanking him with all of your heart because he's your maker. He's your God. Don't come here and become a spectator. Participate with heaven and begin to say, Father, I thank you for your mercy. I give you praise for your goodness. Thank you because you have counted me worthy. You have counted me worthy to be part of those who are alive. I thank you because you have a plan and a purpose for my life. I give you all of the praise, Jesus. I give you all of the worship. Yes, Lord. I lift your name high above every other name. You are my Jesus. You are my strengthener. You are the God who has surrounded me just as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem. I thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. I thank you, Jesus, that you are on my side. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You have never left me, neither have you forsaken me. I give you all of the praise for you. You are my rock. You are my strengthener. You are my walker. You turn the tides of the battle in my favor. I give you glory, Jesus. I give you all of the praise. I give you all of my worship. I give you all of the thanks. Yes, Lord. You deserve the lifting up of my hands. I give it all to you. You deserve the lifting up of my hands. I give it all to you. I lift up my hands in total adoration to you. You are my helper. You will bring me out, oh God, from every miracle. You are my peace, Lord. In the storms of life, Lord, you have been my defense. I thank you, Jesus. I've come again into your presence to lay my burdens and cast them down at your feet. I have come again to draw strength from you. I have come again to love on you. Father, you are my everything. Ambaraka Talabai, the center of my focus. You are the God that refresh me. I thank you, Father. Megado Sambaraka Talabai. You refresh me, Lord Jesus. Malege de Zimpro Koto Salabai. I thank you, Jesus. Oh God, Raka Talabai. I have come to you, Lord, to behold your goodness, to behold your glory. I know, Lord, I will leave your presence ashamed. I will leave your presence disappointed. My Father, my God, mention my case today. My Father, speak concerning my life and destiny. My Lord, my Father, wipe my tears away. Don't let the enemy capture me. Don't let my story become a story of cry and tears. My Lord, flip the pages of my book. Flip the pages of my life. Rewrite my story, Lord. You are the game changer. Change it for me, oh Lord. Rebanda kataya. Make sure you are praying in the presence of the Lord. Malika talabagada. Let your praises ascend to the one you know that you have come to see, the God that can do all things. Malika talabanda. Rebendo kotola bababai. Rebegede shinka palada kataya. Embangada kataya. I make myself bare before you. I make myself bare before you. I make myself bare before you. Rapankata likaya. I make myself bare before you. Marokoto sandakataya. I make myself bare before you. Rambankata. today. Makata likataya ba. Touch me, Lord, today. Rabando kotola bagata ba. Answer me, Lord, today. Rambekato sila ba. Melegede begede zipa ba ba. Rabando kotosa parakataya. Embenga dosi kaparaka. Rabamba ba 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 katala bogodosha. Embela katala bagadaya. In the presence of my King, I've come. Imparakatalabai. The one that can redress my life. The one that can answer me. My God, my Father. Lord, today, Lord, let there be a change. Let there be a touch, Lord. Let there be a lifting. Let there be breakthroughs. Let there be answers. In your presence, oh God. Lakatobaladaya. Wipe the tears of many who have come, Lord Jesus. Lift up many out of the place of pain. Out of the place of struggle. My Father, my God. Pour out your blessing upon us today as we are in your presence. My Father, Lord Jesus, flip the pages and the chapters of many that have come. Answer, Lord, the desires upon the heart of your children. Malika Talabai. Oh God, it's you. It's you alone we have come to see. Father, it is you. You alone we have come to. Where else can we go? To whom can we cry? Answer us, Lord, today. Fight our enemies to a standstill. Bring down every wall. Uproot every enemy. Give us, Lord, a solid rock to stand. Give us a solid rock to stand. May we not sink. May we not fall. May we not be wasted. Oh God, lagadalabai, rescue someone under kabola kataya at the brink of failure. Rescue someone. The enemy has come to waste. My Lord, my God, let today be your preservation for a family. Let today be, Lord, a rescue mission for someone's life, for someone's marriage, for someone's children. My Father, my God, today, Lord, show yourself stronger in the midst of your people. Envelope us, oh God. Surround us, Lord, just as the mountains surrounds Jerusalem. My Father, my God, may no one leave back the same as they have come. Let there be answers. Let there be healing. Let there be wonders. Let there be signs. May we live with a wild testimony, a jaw-dropping testimony. Today, oh God, we can come, Lord, boldly into your presence. That's why we came. Langatola barankataya. We have arrived. Malika Talabai. Oh, my Father, Lord Jesus, do not pass us by. Rampanka Teladaya. Do not pass us by. Wrap us in your presence. Do not pass us by. Wrap me, Lord. Somebody make that your prayer. Wrap me, Lord, in your presence. Wrap me, God, today. Wrap me, Lord, in your presence. Maliga dana katalia gadaya eleberanga dia sokotola badaba ambarakataya dai. I draw what I need out of your presence. Megade nokotolia gataya. In your presence, Lord Jesus, I find my peace. I carry peace out of your presence today. Leberokotola bagadabada. I find strength today. Rabambababa. Egede begede begede. Leberokoto sindi katalabande kataya. My battles, oh God, rande. You steal the storms for me. You put a halt to them. Those who are chasing after me to hunt me down and bring me down. Father, today I will see them no more. In the name of Jesus, I have come to the safety net of God. I have come to the shelter of my King. They that dwell in the shelter of the Most High, you will find shadow. You will find the shadow under his almighty wings. You will find refuge under his mighty wings. Father, we thank you. We know, Lord, you are doing wonders in our midst, even right now. We know.
Oh Lord, you are doing mighty things in our midst even right now. Father, we wait on you. Lord, we know your outpouring. It is coming mightily. We drink from your overflow. We are refreshed in your presence. We are strengthened in you. Thank you, Jesus. Makalinda Kotolabai. Thank you, Master. Rambankato Salabai. Thank you for doing us good in your presence. We are glad because we know. Rande Katalabaya. We are living refreshed, Lord. We are glad because we know we are not living the same as we have come. Thank you, Jesus, for in Jesus' name we are praying. I welcome you once more into the presence of the Lord. I thank the Lord because today God says, do not fear. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Is the word God is saying to someone today. Do not be afraid. It is a word of command to your troubled heart. It is a word of command to the strength and to the small things you have going on for you. Whatever the predicament of your life is, God is sending a word and he says, fear not. Do not be afraid of the circumstance around you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the policies of the government. Do not be afraid of whatever it is that is causing you to fear. God is saying, do not be afraid. It is a word God has spoken, and I know the word of God can never fall void to the ground. It will bear fruit because God has spoken. So every fear today, God is coming to catch it. God is coming to address it. God is coming to terminate it in the name of Jesus. Whatever the fears of life has been, whatever has chased you again and again, whatever situation has made you hopeless and helpless, it has made it to seem as though there is no backing, there is no God. Today, God has spoken his word, and I want you to take it. I want you to receive the word of God and say, I will not be afraid in the name of Jesus. I say no to fear. Fear of failure. Fear of the unknown. Fear of disgrace. Fear of emptiness. Fear of premature death. Whatever kind of fear the enemy has brought against you, I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord that says, do not be afraid, and do not be afraid in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we are praying this prayer. We are pressing it in. We are standing on it until we come to the place of the blessing which God says it is ours. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 16. And he said, he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. They that be with you today is more than they that be with them. They that come against you, they are smaller than the one that is in you. Hallelujah. It says, fear not, for they that be with us. Hallelujah. You are surrounded by the company of power. You are surrounded by the company of fire. You are surrounded by the God who has 1,000 cattle upon the hill. Whatever is the desire, the need, God says, fear not. He's the God that multiplies the two fish and the bread. He's the God that caused quail, ha ha ha, to fall out from heaven and manna to rain down. He's your God. He says, they that be with us, they are more than they that be with them. You need to understand the capacity, the power, the greatness of your God. He's the one that speaks life into eternity, and this is what we see things sprouting and coming up. He's the one that calls dead things back to life. He says, fear not. They that be with us are greater. They are more than they that be with them. No matter the attacks, no matter the number of the enemy, no matter the pressure life is throwing at you, they that be with us are much more. Hey, you have a God that can speak forth now and the entire world will tremble. They that be with us are much more. I want you to make your boast and stand up with so much vigor and begin to decree the word of the Lord. I fear not, for they that be with me, they are much more in the name of Jesus. I carry a God that is much more in the name of Jesus. The fire of God surrounds me much more in the name of Jesus. My God is a miracle worker. He is much more than they that come against me in the name of Jesus. Make sure you are praying the word of the Lord. I fear not now. Not even death will I be afraid of. Katosila Baranka Talabai. Megede Katalabai. I will not fear the disaster that strikes by day. Makatalabai. For they that be with me, they are much more. I am surrounded by the host of heavens. I am surrounded by the host of angels. They that be with me, they are much more. I fear not. Rakatalabande Katalabai. I am surrounded by the company of angels. I fear not. Ramben Katolabai. For they that be with us, they that be with you and your family, they that be with your husband, they that be in your business, they are much more. Open your mouth and decree, I fear not. Labaranka talabagadai. Eleberenkete shilia bandakatai. Eleberegede begede begede begede. Rabababababa. Ekete kete kete. Ando sokoto labagadai. Ilabarande katalabai. Megedo shanda katalabai. I fear nothing. Akara katalabai. I fear nothing. Leberokoto singa talabai. Laborokoto zinka talabai. I fear nothing. Labarangadeya. Elebaranka talabai. They that be with me and my household, they are much more. Embaranka talabai. I am surrounded by fire. They that be with me and the katalabai. Embarokoto labai. Embabagadaya. Katoshi liabaran. Rebegedebegedeha. Zimprankoto salaba. Enkatakatakata. Enkatalabagada. Engaloborokoto.
He says, do not fear the terror of the night, nor fear the danger of the day, nor dread the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor disaster that strikes by midday. Thousand may fall, hallelujah, at your side. 10,000 may be dying around you. This evil will not touch you, hallelujah. Why? Because they that be with you, they are much more. You are surrounded much more. You are preserved much more. Hey, Ankatali Katalabai. Disaster can be happening somewhere, but not for you. Open your mouth and make a boast one more time. Hey, Katalabai. They that be with me, they are much more. I fear not. Legedebakataya. The disaster that strikes by day, I fear not. Rapakatalabai. The plague that stalks by darkness, I fear not. Leberekete Kataya. In Jesus' name we are praying. Fear is one of the tactics of the enemy. It's a tactic the enemy uses in these last days. If he can sell you fear, he will make sure that you pay him with your faith. Fear is a tactic of the enemy in this end time. It is what the enemy wants to use to rob you of your faith. If he can sell you fear, tell you the fear of your life, the fear of health, whatever it is he's selling, if he can sell fear to you, definitely he wants you to pay him with your faith. So by all means, you need to watch and guard your faith. It is a battle against your faith. You need to stay guarded. You need to stay alert. Faith is a shield. It is a weapon God has given to us in this time to fight and war the enemy. It is a weapon for battle. You can't drop your faith here. I know everywhere we turn on the news every day in our society, in our families, everywhere we are, where we live, there are so many reasons to be afraid. There are so many things that have come to shake us in one way or the other. You see things changing and you can't do anything about it. Some things are beyond your control. They call for fear. But God is saying to us, fear not. Why? He has gone ahead of us to clear the way. He knows that he has given to us a weapon to stand strong and stand firmly in this end time. It is a weapon to fight this battle of fear. It is a tactics of the enemy. So he keeps on throwing the arrow of fear on many levels. I will lose my marriage. The way things are going, we will end up on the street. In fact, people died of cancer. People died mysteriously in my family. Why will I not be a part of them? All kinds of negativity or fear the enemy has launched out against the children of God. As I speak to you, I can tell you for sure, half of the number of women here today, half of the men, half of those who have come, there is something that is paralyzing you. Something has come to shake your business, shake your mind, shake your faith, and it is fear. It is a tactic. You see, it is not just that you are afraid. No, the enemy has strategically sent it against you so he can steal your faith. If he can sell fear to you, he will make sure you pay with your faith. It is a weapon. We must guard our faith. The Bible says that God has given to us an armor. It is called the shield of faith. It would enable us to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, of the wicked one. You see that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. The Bible says that we do not war against flesh and blood. We are not warring against flesh and blood, but we're warring against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness in the unseen realm. So there's always a launch out attack against you. That's what we are warring for. We are warring against the enemy, not against your fellow man. So they want to capture us every time. But God says he has given to us an armor. And one of the armors and one of the things we use and in this end time is our shield of faith. You must preserve your shield of faith. You must guard it. Don't let the enemy come and steal it away from you, because with your faith, you can quench, hear me, the fiery dart. So that fear is a fiery dart. It's a fiery dart to cause you to lose your faith. So lift up your faith as a shield and guard against the fiery darts of the wicked ones. Guard against the fiery dart launched against your marriage, your family, your children. Yes, what is going on in your house is not just normal. It is a fiery dart to scatter your home. It is a fiery dart to capture your seed, your children, your precious, your inheritance, your gift. Open your mouth with me right now and decree and declare. I lift up my shield of faith and I guard against the fiery dart. In the name of Jesus, I push back every arrow of fear launched against me. In the name of Jesus, fear will not cripple me. Fear will not capture me. No fear in my home. Every fiery dart of fear, I see it in the form of sickness. I see it in the form of emptiness. I see it in the form of failure. I see it in the form of generational curses. Whatever kinds of that of anger, of that of fear the enemy has launched against you, open your mouth and say, now I fear not. I uproot now from my home every fiery that of fear. They have launched out sickness against you. Cry out and say, no, Lord, I uproot it today now in the name of Jesus. Your marriage will not end in shame. I uproot the fear in my home. My pregnancy will not be aborted. I will have no miscarriage. Make sure you are praying. I will not fail in life. I will not fail as a wife. The same evil that happened to others in my bloodline, it will not catch up with me. Every arrow of fear launched against you that you are believing, that you are taking in, uproot it now. It is an attack of the enemy. It is a tactics against your faith. The Bible says, fear not.
Talabai. For they that be with us are more. Leberanka Talabai. You are more than this. Rakotola Bagadaya. You are able to stand your ground. Mekatolabai. You are able to build a successful business. They that with us, they are more. Rabande Katalabai. Megede Magada Shamprankotolabai. Megado Simprankatalabai. I fear not. Rabande Katolabakataya. I fear not. Rakatalabai. In Jesus' name we are praying.
You see, I saw 2 minutes of fear. I saw that everywhere. And I just want you to hear what it means. It says fear means forget everything and run. Some people are on a flight mode. They are running constantly. Running every time. Running from relationship. Running from business. Running from everything in life. They are constantly on the run. They are not able to build. They are not able to be stable. They are not able to establish. There's always the fear of failure. There's always the fear of shame. There's always the fear of collapse. There's always a negative fear against their life. They are always running. So fear says, number one, fear means forget everything. Everything of good, everything of blessing, everything of potential, and run. The second meaning of fear means face everything and rise. We are taking the second, we don't need the first. We are standing to say we will take up everything and we will rise. We will not run from good news. We will not run from the job. We will not run from marriage. We will not run from building. We will not run from standing strong. Ha! Everything that the Lord has said it is yours, you will not run out of it. Don't run because the enemies of your father's house are chasing you and you are running away from the blessing which should be yours. You will stand your ground and say, I face everything and arise. In the name of Jesus, I face everything and arise. Rakatabalai. I will not run from marriage. I will not run from my schooling. I will not run from business. I will not run out of what is meant to be mine. In the name of Jesus, Makatalabai. I face it and arise. Makatopakataladaya. I face it and arise. Makatosimbarakata. I face it and arise. Mazim brokoto saladai. I face it and arise. Malegedegede. I face this relationship. I face this job. I face this career. And I rise in the name of Jesus. Though it may look tough, but you are able to face it and rise. Open your mouth and say, I will not give in to fear. Makatola barakataya. Fear will not destroy my life and destiny. Fear will not take me out of my inheritance. I will not give in to fear. I face it squarely and I rise. Rakatola banaya. I face it now when I rise. I will not run, I rise. Makatala bakataya. For they that with us, they are greater. Hey, I fear not. Makatola banakataya. They that with me are greater. I carry the wisdom to succeed. I carry the fire to succeed. I have the help I need to stand strong. They that with me are much more. I fear not now. In the name of Jesus, I want you to look at the situation and address it. I'm Baroko Tolabai. My God is with me. He backs me all the way. I fear not. No failure for me. Embaraka Talabai. I will not die prematurely. My life will not be wasted. This marriage will not fail. Makatola Baranka Talabai. This my relationship will not end here. Ekala Gadaya. I will not be jilted on the altar. They will not abandon me on the altar. My Father, my God, I rise, I proceed, I succeed in the name of Jesus. Victory at last is my portion. No fear. Fear of failure, check out now. Embaranka talabai. Fear of divorce, check out now. Embaranka talabagadayada. Embelagadalabai. Every abandonment feeling. Makotola barakatai. We address you now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, it is a choice you have to make. Will I run or will I rise at the face of fear? Whatever the situation is, it is your choice to make. But God has advised us to choose to rise and not run. Hallelujah. He says, do not fear. It is a word, it's a command to you. Do not fear. I know the chariots and the horses are coming to encompass against you. I know the business has been shaken all and all again. You have borrowed and collected loan again and again. I know you have been in this season of wilderness for a bit, for a long time. You are tired of collecting help, hand-me-downs. I know, but God says, do not fear. You are not dying in this situation. You are not dying in this marriage. You are not dying in this organization. You are not dying in this area. Poverty will not become your burial ground. He says, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17 of the same scripture of 2 Kings chapter 6. The Bible says, Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. My prayer for you today is that God will open your eyes to see the fear is nothing. I pray that God will open your eyes to see the milk and honey. I pray that God will open your eyes to see the blessing. I pray that God will open your eyes to see the next big face. I pray that God will open your eyes that you will know, hey, the battle is over. Elisha prays that God open his eyes to see, Malika Talabai, that you are surrounded by good news. You are just about to step into the next big thing. Makatola Babakataya, it is about to be a report of congratulation. I pray the Lord open your eyes so you will have no more fear. You will not doubt your God. You will not run out of his presence. You will not quit praying. You will not quit singing and dancing and thanking him. The enemy will not capture your faith. I pray the Lord opens your eyes right now, and you will see, he has fought your enemies to a standstill. You will see that no terror, no plague is coming to devour you. You will see the downfall of Satan. You will see the help you need, stressless and sweatless help. Now let your eyes be opened. Let your eyes be open to your breakthrough. Let your eyes be open to your riches. Let your eyes be open to your spouse. Let your eyes be open to your next phase and level. Now in the name of Jesus, fear has blinded you for too long. Let the Lord open your eyes. Regede katolabai, embe kato, ingata la kataya, embe kataya. Your spiritual eyes be open. Maligatola barakataya. Let your spiritual eyes be open. Carry now. Lebrokoto sika talabai. Lebrokoto labala. Your faith in the name of Jesus. He says, though 1,000 fall at your side, Psalms 91. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, this evil, it will not touch you. But you will see it with your eyes, and you will see how the wicked, your own eyes will see, my God. Your eyes will see the downfall of your enemy. Your own eyes too will see your rising in the name of Jesus. You will live to enjoy the blessing of God. I decree and I declare 2025 and right now this new week abankatola katayadai embelegede kato ingaros kotolabai the 26th day of August. I decree and I declare you will see your blessing. You will handle it eka ankotolai. Your very mouth will shout for joy. Your eyes will see the downfall of your enemies. Your own eyes will see your lifting. The Lord will bring you out of the miracle. He will establish your feet. I decree and I declare. You will harvest a bountiful harvest. That is a word for someone. I just saw something like a farmland and the sprouting of many, many crops. And a harvest season is just coming.
I decree and I declare upon your life that your life will begin to gather much harvest right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody has just entered into harvest season. You can hear me. You have just entered into the harvest season. This picture I see, let it become your reality now. In the name of Jesus, let there be multiple harvests now. Your eyes see it. Your hands gather. Your harvest season is now. I open it unto you. I announce it unto you now. I release it now. Receive your harvest season in the name of Jesus. No pestilence will eat your harvest. No devil will eat your seed. You have sown enough. You have prayed enough. Your answer will not be taken away by the enemy, by the birds of the air, by the wicked one. I decree and I declare. Step into your harvest now in the name of Jesus. Step into abundance now in the name of Jesus. Your eyes be open.
Every blind eye, every spiritually blind eye. Sometimes some people don't know how to rejoice in the Lord because the enemy has blinded them with impossibilities. They don't see help. They don't see good news. They don't see anything changing. They don't see the stirring of the water. They don't see anything of possibility. They don't see it. But until your eyes be open, somebody have to cry out, Father, open my eyes. Hey, open my eyes to see. Kaya katalabai. He says, can you not perceive it? I am doing a new thing. Can you not perceive? Can you not see it? Let blind eyes be open. Who told you that you will end a barren woman? Who said that to you? Let the Lord open your eyes in the name of Jesus and carry your own Ada. Carry your Isaac, your laughter in the name of Jesus. Let your eyes be open. Your eyes need to be open that you are entering into your mansion. Your eyes need to be open that you are on fire. You are doing exploits and taking over cities and nations for God. You need to see it. Else it will be far from your hand. This is the strategy and the trick of the enemy. So he can paralyze you with fear. You see, fear is a spirit and it comes to control its victims. It will control you to the point where you become weak, to the point where you give up, to the point where you are totally emptied and destroyed. But that will not be your portion today in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of fear, we address you today. We address fear today. Because fear is a spirit. It is adverse to the spirit of faith. Fear is a blocker. It blocks your faith realm. Because when you have faith, you can do the impossible. You can walk on water. You can build towers. Your faith is what God needs. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anyone that comes to God must come first believing. Your faith is key. You want to see things established. You want to see yourself where you have been desiring and dreaming of. Your faith has to be in check. What is eating your faith? It's fear. Fear is a spirit. And it comes to control. May you not be under the control of the enemy in the name of Jesus. May you not be under the control of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear is a blocker of faith. And it automatically, it will paralyze you from stepping into your next place. It will stop you on the way. The Bible says, Peter saw Jesus on the water and he was marveled at the sight. It's not a usual thing. You think it will be easy to have the plaza? Do you think it will be easy to get the job? Do you think it will be easy to stay in marriage? It is beautiful. It is a beautiful sight that becomes your reality. So Peter said to Jesus, is it possible that I also can walk on water? Is it possible that I also can travel abroad? Is it possible that I also can carry my own children? And God, Jesus said to him, it is highly possible you can walk on water. And he beckoned on him and he began to come. But while Peter was walking on water, the Bible says he looked around. Is it possible that I can walk on this water? And he began to sink. May you not sink on your journey because you are looking at fear instead of your faith. In the name of Jesus, may you not sink, I say, on the journey to greatness. Open your mouth and say, oh God, bring me out from every
every sinking place I am. I am drowning in debt. I think this is my end, but Lord, pull me out from this water. The Bible said Jesus reached out his hand and grabbed Peter out of the sinking place. Whomever has been paralyzed, whomever has been stopped by fear, right now, the Lord pull you out. 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 Open your mouth and say, my family will not die. My family will not sink. I will not give up here. There is a better place. There is a higher dimension. There is a place of laughter. I desire this place as my dwelling. Make sure you are praying. Lagado singataya embekato kata engata lakata. I hope you are praying. Rekete kata endezikapa engoto koto. Fear will not paralyze me. Fear will not stop me. The spirit of fear will not control me. Makato la barakata. My family will not fail. Rebegede katalaba. My business will not fail. Rabande katalaba. Ilakato zine talaba. In Jesus' name we are praying. You see, every time God wants to do something with man, he will say, fear not, do not be afraid. Fear not, do not be afraid. Fear not, do not be afraid. Every time God is about to do something great for someone, this word must come. So something great is about to be done on this above platform in the name of Jesus. That's why God is saying, fear not, do not be afraid. It is a big project, but fear not, do not be afraid. You have no man, but fear not, do not be afraid. Anytime God is about to do something magnificent, something mind-blowing, something extraordinary, ooh, he comes and delivers the word, fear not. Do not be afraid. You do not see the rain, you do not see the waters, but the ditch will be filled in the name of Jesus. How it will happen, you do not know, but don't worry about it. Your supplier will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The medical report says it's impossible, but don't worry. The God who causes children to grow outside the fallopian tube is still God. He's still God. He's the game changer. He knows how. They came to the Red Sea. It was a dead end. He says, lift up your stick and strike it. There is no dead end with me. I am the Lord. I am the maker. I'm the creator. Everything responds to me. Fear not. That situation, fear not. God is already on the scene of it. Every time God wants to do anything with man, he will say, fear not to man. Do not be afraid. Fear not. It is a command to man. Come out of the position of doubt. Come out of that position of anxiety. Come out from that place of fret. Don't let it rule you. Don't let it gain control. Fear not. It is an encouragement to someone today. Fear not. It is a push to someone. Fear not. It is a charge to someone. Fear not. Don't think this debt is your own. It's not for you. Fear not. Fear not. Over 100 to 300 times in the Bible, you will see fear not appears there. God is always speaking to the heart of man. Don't be afraid. I am still in charge until they remove me. But it's impossible to displace God. So fear not. He's still in charge. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. He says, for God has not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You must live your life knowing fully well that you have been given the spirit of the living God, not the spirit of fear. I don't carry the spirit of fear. Because fear is a spirit. He says, for God did not give it to you. So where is this fear coming from? Indeed, this is a trick of the enemy. Indeed, it's an arrow. It's a dart of the enemy. Because it's not from God. Address every matter and say, this is not from God. It is not from God. For God has not given to us, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the spirit of fear, but of power. He's given to us the spirit of power. He has given to us the spirit of love. And he has given to you the spirit of a sound mind. You must live your life here with the spirit of God has given to you. You must live your life. You must live that marriage. You must live your business with what God has given to you. Don't live your marriage with fear. Don't live with your children with fear. Don't live in your business. Don't do business with fear. Don't do it with fear. Live your life with the spirit God has given to you, not the spirit of fear. He has given to you the spirit of power. Live life with it. Handle his issues with power. He has given you love. Live life with the spirit of love. Huh? And have a sound mind. That's what God has given to you. Don't settle for what God did not give to you. Reject it. Uproot it. You see, it's a war. Don't say, she doesn't get me. I get you 101%. We are all in a critical time. We are all in a world where all kinds of things come to put us in a place of fear. But I can't live life in fear. You had no helper. You had no man. You can't speak all the English in the world. And so what? You can't live under. You can't live in fear. You are much more than this. For God did not give to you the spirit of fear. Who told you you cannot break through with selling pure water? Who told you you cannot own a business? You cannot own a factory? Who is telling you lies? They are all the arrows of darkness. I want you to confess where you are. These three words. I have the spirit of power. I want you to say that where you are with so much boldness. I have love. And I have a sound mind. In the name of Jesus. I have the power. I have love and I have the sound mind. These are what I carry right now in my life, in my family. The power of God is manifested. The love of God is manifested for me. I carry sound mind in the name of Jesus. I carry sound mind. No confusion. No anxiety. No worry. I have power. Power to trample on snakes and scorpions, power to overthrow darkness, the power to push back. There is no impossibility with me because I carry the spirit of power. I deal with fear now in the name of Jesus. I build my faith. I deal with fear out of my life in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of fear get out of my life. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. Fear of death. Fear of sickness. Fear you'll be replaced. Fear you'll be disqualified. All kinds of negative fear. I uproot it now and I build my faith. Faith over fear.
In Jesus' name we are praying. We're still praying. Five reasons why you should not focus on fear. Somebody write that down and hold that very strongly in your spirit. You need to daily choose to dwell in the place of faith over fear. Your daily life, your dwelling must be that every time you catch yourself in a place of fear, you change location. Daily, you need to choose to place your life, to place your mind, place your children, place everything in a place of faith, not fear. When something is going on around you and your normal language will be like, it don't happen. I want you to change it. God has changed it. You need to speak faith words every time over fear. I remember some years back, my children and I, we went to the American embassy. And my son, because they've been denied some back then, and immediately they just said, we're not going to get it. I rebuked them sharply. Standing in front of the people, I shouted. I said, no, we don't speak like that. That is not our language. Why would you say it will happen again? Why are you saying it will happen again? Affliction shall not arise. I'm talking to somebody prophetically. Affliction will not arise the second time. Once you see a glimpse of darkness, you expel it with light. Don't dwell in fear. Don't dwell in it. Somebody don't dwell in it. You need to choose your dwelling.
Speak life to the dead things around you. That's how God wants us to. You will see, as long as you're on this above platform, you will know your true identity in Christ Jesus. This is our Christian life. Nothing outside of this. Every great man of God keeps on operating in this dimension. This is who we are. We live a faith-filled life, not a fearful life. Don't let your dwelling speak naked. Don't carry fear and build like a shrine in your home. When we enter, we know this place is full of fear. It's smelling fear. It's smelling fear. Everywhere looks so dark because you're not using your faith. You're not speaking life. Don't dwell. The Bible says to us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, that we should fix our mind on things that are lovely, things that are praiseworthy, things that are excellent. Let it be how you live from now on in the name of Jesus. I am challenging someone. Go around your business. My business is not dying in Abba alone. This is not the end of my business. It scales up. It may not look like it, but I call things that be not as though they were. There was chaos and God spoke, let there be light, and there was light. He dispelled fear. Dwell on those things that are lovely. Dwell on those things that are praiseworthy. Those things that are excellent. Choose to dwell above fear. Choose to dwell. Somebody hear me. Choose to dwell above confusion. I want you to choose to dwell above worry, over anxiety, bitterness, anger, whatever those things are that are adverse to the things of faith. Choose to dwell. Don't say, hey, this marriage is ending. No, I already see it. Right. He can never change. You are only just what? Establishing and building on fear upon fear upon fear. Make a choice. Don't allow others decide your dwelling and your outcome in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to say right now in the name of Jesus, I kill every fear that has perpetrated, has infiltrated my marriage, my home, my business, my children, my life in the name of Jesus. I kill every fear. It has entered. It has trickled in. I kill it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. One of the things you must have to focus on above fear, because fear kills your trust in God. I said five reasons why you should not focus on fear. So number one, fear kills your trust in God. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Perhaps we may not have so much time to go deep into this, but just take it down. And perhaps I believe on Wednesday we will pray further and on Friday with them. So fear kills your trust in God. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Psalms 27 verse 1. So your trust in God needs to be unshaken, unbroken, and it needs to be solid. But fear can dispel and remove you from the place of trust in God, where you begin to doubt God. Trust will counteract the effect of fear. It will scatter fear. When you trust God absolutely, it will counter fear. It will scatter fear. So the enemy knows when he comes with fear and he puts it in your life, it will shake your trust in God. So fear comes to kill your trust in God. Number two, fear kills your faith and separates you from God. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. What can separate us from the love of God? What will separate us? Fear is able to separate you from the love of God. So you need to guard against fear. It comes to kill your faith and separate you from God. Mark chapter 4, verse 40. I'm just trying to run through this so we can pray. And we will continue very well on this. Number three, you need to stand. You need to stand fast and watch, you know, so you don't fall out of the place of your standing with God. So fear comes to shake you off your standing with God. Fear comes to take you off your place, your standpoint, your place of standing, of your assurance with God. So fear comes to do that. So fear comes to kill your joy. I hope you're hearing me. Fear comes to kill your joy. Fear comes to kill your praise, because praise is an antidote to fear. You can quench fear by praising God. So fear comes to steal your joy and kill your joy, because praise can unlock doors for you. So fear comes to tell you there's no need to praise God. There's no need to thank God. There's no need to be joyful. It comes to kill
your joy. Fear also comes to rob you of your remembering and seeing the future promises God has for you. Fear is a robber, it's a thief. It comes to take away the picture, robs you of the remembrance and the visions of the picture of God has spoken about your future. The promises, fear comes to rob you of them. So I say that very clearly for someone to hear. Fear robs you of remembering and seeing the future promises of God for you. Fear will cause you to be blind. Then the last point, fear leads you to the path of foolishness. Fear leads you to the path of disobedience. Fear leads you to the path of destruction of your confidence in God. Fear leads you to the path of foolishness. Fear leads you to the path of disobedience and destruction of your confidence in God. May you not dwell in the land of fear in the name of Jesus. Fear will take you out of your standpoint. Fear will take you off your place of confidence, off your place of joy. Fear will come and separate you. Fear will come and take away your trust. Make sure you are guarding against fear in this season. For God said to do something major, something mind-blowing, but he's telling us, expel fear. Remove fear. For they that be with us are far greater. Let the Lord open your eyes one more time in the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to decree and declare, I focus my eyes on the things God is doing. My eyes will not be shifted in the name of Jesus. My eyes will not be shifted in the name of Jesus. I refuse to let fear to cripple me. Leboko sanda katalabai, leboroko to zakatalabai, rebegedebo Shanda katalabai, ambareke teke te katalababai, leborokoto jante liba katalabai. In Jesus' name we are praying. Just before we round up, just a few words I want to say to somebody. Whenever a problem arises, whenever a problem comes charging at you, whenever a Goliath comes, one of the beautiful things, we're going to pray more. I'm not out of words, I'm not out of prayer, but I'm just trying to respect our time. I'm going to open your eyes to see how great men always conquer fear. The Bible says, let me just give you a glimpse. The Bible says that when David met Goliath on the battlefield, the Bible said that David did not run, but he charged and he swung his slingshot right to the forehead of Goliath, and Goliath came down. No great man runs away from fear. So when you see problems, when you see incidents or whatever it is coming against you, you must learn to do this. Number one, face it. Number two, fight it. And number three, finish it. Don't dwell in fear. Face the fear, fight the fear, and finish it. Don't dwell in fear. David was a man who was fearless. He charged against Goliath with a slingshot and made sure he finished Goliath. And Goliath came down, a mighty so-called man was brought down by the faith of a young lad. And I pray for someone today, the Goliath facing you, the problem, the challenge facing you, you will face it squarely in the name of Jesus. You will fight it in the name of Jesus, and you will finish it in the name of Jesus. I reject you from dwelling in the land of fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever fear has come to capture you, you come out of it now in the name of Jesus. Ha! For the one that is with you is far greater. The one surrounding you is far greater. The Lord open your eyes to the chariot of fire. The Lord open your eyes to the help he has for you. The Lord open your eyes to the good news. The Lord open your eyes to the help, to the design, to every bridge. What he has in store for you, I decree and I declare, you will not be captured by fear, neither will you be sinking or paralyzed in fear. You will not be stopped by fear in the name of Jesus. You will not miss out on the blessings of God in this season. You will not miss out on the promises of God in this season. You and your family have escaped in the name
name of Jesus, you have escaped. In the name of Jesus, you have escaped the perilous. You have escaped Akabaranka Talabai, the enemy. You have escaped all attacks against you. In the name of Jesus, with your eyes, you will see the salvation of the Lord. With your eyes, you will see Kabaranke Telika Talabai, the help of God. Right now, I say, enjoy the blessing. Enter your next level. Enter your great news. Enter your honor. Enter your blessing. Your honor. Enter your height. In the name of Jesus. Enter your prosperity. Your blessings. Enter now. In the name of Jesus. Your land flowing with milk and honey. I announce over your life. You are full of faith and not fear. In the name of Jesus. You have removed the garment of fear. You are wearing the armor. Blazing with the shield of faith. In the name of Jesus, I announce to you, congratulations. You have conquered everything that tried to conquer you. You are out. From the water of pain and shame. From the water of poverty. From the place of disgrace. In the name of Jesus, you will become a mother. I say congratulations. You will bear your own. You will carry your own children. In the name of Jesus, you will marry right on time. You will live and not die. You will succeed in that business, in that state you are. You just move to a state. You will not be a failure. The state will not cast you out. I decree and I declare, no fear, no failure, no shame. In the name of Jesus, no disgrace, no setback. In the name of Jesus, you escape now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare one more time over someone. You will not miss out on the blessing of God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want you to rejoice over fear. I want you to shout over fear. I want you to dance over fear. You are victorious right now in the name of Jesus. Makatalabai. Shout. Praise the Lord over the fear. Praise the Lord over the attack. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I just want to celebrate God for your life. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. You are above every fear, every arrow, every dart of fear right now in the name of Jesus. With your very eyes, you will see the salvation of the Lord. With your very mouth, you will announce it, you will testify. And I say right now over your life, nothing will keep you buried in the place of fear in Jesus' name. Go in this your might and do exploit for God. Go in this your might and conquer cities for God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Congratulations. Thank you very much for joining today's broadcast. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Please go back to the prayers. So many prayers are on this platform. You can go back and check Dominion Mandate. You can see the prayers we've prayed before. Please engage in it. Don't get tired of prayer. Don't get discouraged. God says pray always, pray always, pray always. Keep praying, keep standing, keep believing God. And I know you will testify, and you are testifying in Jesus' name.